You should have in front of you a couple of different sets of materials. One is at the top, it'll say, why take building your faith? And that's the one that I want to begin with. Why take building your faith? What is this all about? Why are we doing this? And I just want to put in your hands a quick summation or perspective of thinking at a fingertip as to why to take building your faith. If you have others that have considered coming in and taking the class or would like to enroll, this is a great material to give them. Why is it important? At Door of Grace, we're starting with the page, why take building your faith? We offer opportunities to grow in the Lord. Can you say the word opportunities? I knew you could. We offer opportunities to grow in the Lord. Spiritual growth is an opportunity. No one is pushed to take building your faith. Participation is a personal choice. Christian growth can be guaranteed when one studies the Word of God. How much growth is up to each individual. You can always guarantee you're going to grow when you take a look at the living Word of God. It's alive. The Lord knows how to apply the Scripture to our lives, to change us, to mold us, to conform us to His image. How much you grow is up to you. How much you want to study, how much you want to give to it, how much energetic effort. May I dare say, every one of you in this room put energetic effort into something in your life. Whether it's cars, boats, whether it's clothes, computers, whether it's children, grandchildren, no matter what it is, you're passionate about something. Now, in our walks with God, that which is most important is that which determines our destiny and our future. Our walk with God is the most important thing in all of life. So the effort that you put yourself to, and not works for salvation, but working out your salvation, studying the Word of God, is crucial for your walk with God. Now, how many of you understand that little babies are adorable? We rejoice with the good news. Little babies are adorable. Toddlers are cute. Teenagers are cute. But how many of you understand, if you've got a 40-year-old who still acts like a toddler, it's no longer cute. Therefore, in our walk with God, if we are toddler when we should be adult, we haven't given ourselves to growing in the way that we should. And God says, let there be growth. The goal of the Scripture is to be conformed to the image of His Son. How many of you understand that takes a little work by God in our lives? Y'all there yet? Is it soup yet? All right. Why take building your faith? What will it do for you? Number one, to please Jesus. The Bible says, study to show yourself approved. This means we're called to energetic effort in reading and understanding the Bible. Since the Bible is our manual for living, our study of His Word will show us best how to live in a way that pleases Him. Number two, to understand God's Word. Understanding the Bible builds our foundations in the Lord and provides benefits, both tangible and intangible. The study of God's Word during times of stress or difficulty provides peace and a sense of closeness to the Lord. Have you ever discovered that? Sure. Number three, to grow in personal application of the Word of God. To personally, what? What's that little word? Apply. I'm sorry, what was that word? Didn't hear it. What was that word? Ooh, that's where it gets nasty in the now and now, isn't it? Okay, you didn't say amen on that one. That's where it happens, where God applies it to our life. Understanding alone is not enough. God wants us both to hear and do His Word. We are called to be conformed to the image of His Son, and one of the very best ways for that to happen is to study His Word and then, therefore, to apply it. Number four, Christian discipline. Disciplined study of the Word, of God's Word, helps to ensure our growth and stability in times of testing. Storms will come to each of our lives. Understanding God's Word, applying that Word, being disciplined in our study and application gives us strong foundations. Truths hidden in our heart hold us during times of testing. Can I hear an amen? Number five, why do we take building your faith? To better hear the voice of God. That fantastic lesson last week was all about taking some important questions to the Word and understanding and being in an intimate relationship with the Lord, hearing Him. The Bible tells us the Holy Spirit is our teacher. He will remind us of his word and speak to us from that which we have studied when we most need it. Number six, Christian growth. This growth impacts us in character, in faith, in belief, in walk. We are called as Christians to be like Jesus, and the study of the Bible helps us grow in identifiable ways. Number seven, why take building your faith? To build a strong church. The scripture tells us that the church believed the same thing and held essential Bible truths in common. The unity produced by a disciplined foundational study of God's word helps produce a common ground and unity essential in building a what kind of congregation? A healthy congregation. Believe it or not, doing what's right in your own eyes does not produce a healthy congregation if you take a look at the scripture. They labored earnestly to build a common ground and a unity in faith. Number eight, effective outreach. The Bible tells us that he will give us the words we need in that hour, and that impacts both evangelism as well as strength in times of testing. We put the word of God into our souls, then God can draw out the word when we most need it for ourselves and others. Word in, word out. Number nine, confidence. The strength imparted by the Spirit of God from the Word of God is crucial to one's walk with God. The confidence of knowing that you have understood and applied the Word of God, that you know where certain Bible verses may be found, that you have answers for those with questions, and the confidence that you are walking in a way that pleases Jesus is vital for a successful and close walk with God. Now, if you've considered signing up for building your faith, we urge you to do so. Study. See what you think. Anybody is welcome here, whether or not you take building your faith. We'll be teaching these as part of our Sunday morning message. This morning, we're going to take a little more time to lay a framework for repentance, which is the most important foundation stone. So put on your running shoes this morning, but we will have a lot of ground to cover. But if you've thought about it, I urge you, enroll. Take building your faith. If you'd like to be in ministry and ministry responsibility through this church, or people have asked about what does it mean to join the church, then taking building your faith is the gateway to that ministry. All right, let's go to response to truth records. The next, it's a two-page document you have in your hands. As each lesson in the Building Your Faith foundational series is completed, each person enrolled is asked to fill out a response to truth record. Why complete a response to truth record? To review the lesson taught, to verify whether or not you agree with that biblical truth presented, to ensure maximum learning and personal growth. Repetition is the key to learning. These records are returned to you, so you'll always have a quick review for your personal reference. You'll be getting them back, and they're great summations of the teaching. For confidence, to stand for truth and be counted gives one confidence and helps strengthen resolve to walk in the Lord. The hymn says, stand up for Jesus. We're called to stand and be counted. To help you share your faith, when ministering to others who may ask you about your Christianity, these review records will help you have an easy platform from which to share. You don't always remember the Sunday morning message, no matter how much I really wish you did. But to have these in your hands gives a great review of the lesson taught, and it helps to remind you. For effective communication, these records help the pastors know if a lesson was effectively communicated or if a point needs reclarification or reteaching. To tangibly measure progress, graduation, granting of a certificate of completion is based upon successful completion of the lessons and response to truth records. And to help the pastors know well those who labor among us. That's what the Bible says. For maximum health and growth as an alive, ministering Christian congregation, unity is the call of Scripture. This record helps us know if one is in agreement. If one is not, no problem. All are welcome at Door of Grace. However, one should not expect to be placed in a recognized position of spiritual ministry to others through this church if one does not agree with the truths taught here. I think that can make perfect sense to you. What if one needs more time for review? The Bible praises those who studied to see if those things were so. Restudy any issue, then turn in your response to truth record as soon as possible after completion. How do I mark my Building Your Faith response to truth record? Review each point on the page. You'll see these this morning if you haven't seen them yet. Then, if you agree, place a check in the space provided. Please check all points with which you agree. If you do not agree, leave the space blank. If you're confused, you're not sure, you want to ask, you want to come talk to Pastor Sherry, myself, you want to see or talk further. We have Thursday nights that we'll be talking about these especially. You can talk to any of us after church as well, but pursue it. Should you disagree with a point presented, please do so with an, everybody said out loud with me, agreeable spirit and attitude. As the pastors of Door of Grace, we are interested in your growth as a Christian, and we want your best. Now, we have labored to research doctrine carefully. Doctrine is built upon the preponderance of Scripture. Each lesson contains a Scripture page, so you may see the Scriptures in context from your own Bible. When I get to this morning's lesson, the Scripture page is 3 pages. You can take time to study. We've carefully studied these things. That's our responsibility before the Lord. But you can see them and look them up in your own Bible so you can see, are these things so? Certainly, as people, we are fallible while the Bible is not. If objections arise, we will earnestly consider a differing perspective and doctrine and interpretation. But we ask you to show us the Scripture that builds the doctrine in a differing direction. Ultimately, it's our pastoral responsibility to set doctrine from the Bible as best as we are able. Other congregations may teach something differently. Other pastors may have different persuasions. But they are not responsible before God for Door of Grace, and Door of Grace pastors are not responsible for other congregations. You will find the vast majority of things taught will line up with what is fundamental, foundational faith in the Christian Church of Jesus Christ. All right? Pastors are not responsible. We're not responsible for the other congregations. They're not responsible for Door of Grace. However, we as pastors are responsible as doctrine setters here. We take this calling most seriously. Okay, what if I don't believe the Bible? What if I want to debate these teachings? Certainly one may disagree. Honest people can have different opinions. However, we are responsible to present Bible teachings for the greatest edification of Christian believers. We cannot compromise that calling, nor yield the pulpit and or Bible truths to popular opinion or democratic vote. Door of Grace is not a comparative religions class, nor a debate platform for non-Christian philosophies or points of view. Our purpose is to strengthen and encourage Bible-believing Christians. Anybody can hold whatever view you want. But this is our responsibility, to stand before God as Christians, teaching the Bible to Bible-believing Christians, or people who are hungry to be such. If one does not agree that the Bible is God's Word, one may find, what's the word? That's a nice word. One may find discomfort through the series. No one is forced to take building your faith. It is offered as opportunity for Christian growth. We try to be lovingly non-legalistic in biblical application, but we are constrained to hold to what the Bible teaches as true faith and practice. In interpretation, if we err, our desire is to err on the side of the greatest opportunity for growth and close relationship with Jesus. Our attitude is, say it with me please, how close can we get to Jesus? Not how far away can we be and still be acceptable with God. Anyone is welcome to meet with one of us to ask questions, present an issue. Arguments or heated debates, however, will not prove profitable, and we will not pursue such activities. If one disagrees wholly with the Bible and church teachings, if you disagree completely, then one should consider if it would not be more profitable to find fellowship with those of like persuasion. Please understand our hearts behind that. We love everybody. Everybody's welcome. But if you just plain disagree, you're probably going to be more comfortable someplace where they hold the opinion you do. So I'm not sending anybody out the door. I'm just saying, look, here's who we are. Here's what we teach. Here's what the Bible teaches. These pages are offered in love for explanation of perspective. Our ministry purpose is that all may be edified and grow ever closer to the Lord in, say it with me, loving Jesus and loving each other. Can I hear a hearty amen?
Amen.